Manica, former president of Haiti, refused entry to his home country, and the Iraq-Kuwait crisis could have a serious impact on countries in the Caribbean. I'm Pat Whitehorn, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Security forces are still on alert in Trinidad and Tobago, although today ministers said the island was returning back to a state of normality. The Muslim rebels who took the Prime Minister and other government officials hostage are now under heavy guard. This report from the BBC's chief news correspondent, Kate Adey.
Criminal charges will be brought against Abu Bakr, leader of the Muslim group. A confident, articulate man, he said nothing as he was taken into custody. Two policemen, a member of parliament, and several other people were killed in the Muslims' assault on the parliament building, the police headquarters, and the TV station. As night fell, the last of the Muslims left the parliament building, 42 of them, to join the 70 from the TV station. The group second in command, Bilal Abdullah, was last out. The government has called them extremists who subjected innocent people to a terrifying ordeal. The Trinidadian army was effectively in charge during the crisis, and it's emerged that they duped at least some of the Muslims into believing that they'd get away with what they'd done if they surrendered. However, in reality, they'll be charged with treason, murder, and kidnapping. The penalty for treason and first-degree murder is hanging, though the death penalty hasn't been used for 15 years.
Kate Adey. Punishment for the Muslim rebels is still a question to be announced by the government. Just a few moments ago, I spoke with the Chief Minister for Information, Dr. Gregory Clark. He said people in Trinidad are eager to get back to a state of normality, although the security forces are still on alert in Port of Spain.